My brothers and sisters in Christ, yesterday in the gospel, Jesus had probably one of the most difficult times that he's ever had working with people. He came to the Pharisees, and immediately the Pharisees began to argue with him, and they wanted to see a sign from Jesus that he was really who he said he was, when he had been doing tons of signs. He had had plenty of profound things to say. And what happened as a result of this, Jesus was very frustrated. He just got into the boat and left. He got into the boat and left because these Pharisees weren't really interested in him. They were just interested in arguing. So it was a pretty serious situation yesterday. And today we pick up on that same scene. Jesus is there in the boat now in this gospel today. And it's a little more, I don't know, I find a little more humor in this scene today. Yesterday was pretty serious. Today's a little bit lighter. Jesus, of course, is frustrated. And he says to watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees. Watch out for what they're doing. So he's very serious. But the apostles, they provide the comedy for us today. They think that as Jesus says, watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees, they didn't even hear the word Pharisee, I think. They just thought he was talking about bread. So they're looking around in the boat for bread. We only brought one loaf with us. Jesus isn't talking about that bread. As a matter of fact, he says to them, you guys, I just fed 5,000 people with a couple loaves of bread. That's not what I'm worried about. You only brought one loaf of bread. I could fill this whole boat with bread if I wanted to. What's he talking about? He's trying to wake them up. He says, do you not understand? I'm talking about these Pharisees who want to see signs. These Pharisees who are really not interested in me and my signs. They're interested in cash, money. They're interested in power. And they don't see power when it's standing right in front of them in the person of Jesus. Watch out for what they are looking for attention, for the things of the world. And it's a dangerous thing if you think about it, because there's men right in that boat with him who are going to be compelled by the Pharisees and their leaven. Judas was paid by the Pharisees 30 pieces of silver to help them find Jesus. Look out for the leaven of the Pharisees. It's money. And even Peter, later on after Jesus ascended into heaven, the Pharisees came to him and said, Peter, you need to be following the old Jewish rites. And Peter started to give in to that. The leaven of the Pharisees. Watch out. And thank goodness St. Paul came to him and said, Peter, you're forgetting what Jesus told you. We need to watch out for that in our lives, as places where we can be cornered by the evil one, can put on a good face. Watch out. Jesus is the one who gives us the real leaven, which is bread, right? That's what we receive at this Mass and every Mass, the true bread from heaven. It's often with the poor. Jesus comes to us at this Mass in the Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him, to really be fed by him, and not by those things that pass away, power and riches and fame. Let's prepare our hearts to receive Jesus, who comes to us in this Holy Eucharist.